Bavakama Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavakama Bavli, Dav Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Dav Talad Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Boshechavti b'shmi rafei, hechshalti es nizkoi. Anything that I'm obligated to guard it, if I didn't guard it properly, I was machsheh, its damage means I must pay if it damaged because I prepared it for damage. Hechshalti b'mikzas nizkoi, chavti b'tashlumei nizkoi, kehechshe kol nizkoi. If I was machsheh part of its damage, I must pay for its damage as if I was machsheh all of its damage. Nechosim shein b'hem me'ila, nechosim shel b'nei bris, nechosim amiyuchodim. This conversation for the following cases of their damage, property to which Me'ila does not apply, property of B'nai B'rith of Jews, and distinctive property. One must pay for damage in any place except for the premises of the damager. Payment for damage applies in the joint property of the victim and the damager. And the Gemara says, Tani Rebchia Ze'ashor Va'abor. Rebchia says, an advisor that anything that I'm obligated to guard it is shore and a pit. V'ha'ish lo'itonah, why was fire not taught? And Rabbi Yirmiyah, ha'ish le'echshe nezokov. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that if fire considered damage of his property, it's like bodily damage, like his arrows. And Rabbi Yosi, v'nkinei ha'ish le'echshe nezokov, mekabla lov, ha'soye b'das zu v'leike. Yosi asked, well, is fire not considered damage of his property at all? If so, if he was warned that his fire might spread and it did, he should be lashed if it damaged a person or burned on Yom Tov. Maikadoin, the Gemara says, you cannot say that fire is like bodily damage. And so why was it taught with the four avos in our Mishnah and not with the nine damages of man that Rechia added? Ha'ish lehechshen ezokov makablalov nezek sa'aripui sheres uboishes. The answer is, indeed, fire is damage of his property. It also, like bodily damage, through accepting warning, he accepts on himself liability for nezek, pain, medical expenses, sheves, being unable to work, and embarrassment.